Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip. And in this video, I want to talk to you about the importance of trying to find somebody on the street as you're going out soul winning. So this video is not really about an instructional one, about a how to explain something. I'm kind of taking a quick diversion from that. What I want to talk to you about in this video is the importance of, you know, having your eyes open and being ready to look for someone on the streets who might walk by. A great example of this in the Bible is in Acts chapter 8, as you see the story with Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And what it says is in Acts 8, verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." So Philip is told, arise, go down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. So what you're seeing is that Philip is ready. And then all of a sudden later on we see, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot," the chariot of this Ethiopian eunuch. Then it says in Acts 8:30, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest?" This is truly one of the most exciting stories in the Bible, because Philip has basically a divine appointment, as it's often called, to go and preach the gospel and win someone to the Lord. Now, when we're going soul winning door to door, you know what? Some areas are receptive, some are not receptive. But whether you're in a receptive area or an unreceptive area, it is possible for God to bring divine appointments along your path where somebody could just be walking by who's ready to hear the gospel, who wants to get saved. Anyway, this is an important thing to focus on, especially if you're in an unreceptive area soul winning, because some areas are richer areas, and of course, you can still get people saved that you know are doing well financially, but by and large, in the rich areas, you're not going to get a lot of people saved. But at the same time, in those areas, there are still teens that will walk by and you could stop them and preach the gospel to them. And so point number one is just be ready to stop somebody on the street that's going by. When we're going soul winning and we're going door to door and we have all these doors to knock, don't just have this mentality, I'm just trying to get through these doors and it doesn't matter what else happens, I'm just knocking on these doors. And then you could have a perfect opportunity to walk by you and you don't take the opportunity to preach the gospel because you're just only focused 100% on knocking those doors. We need to be ready to preach the gospel to someone who would be on the street. You also have to realize it could be a divine appointment. Those people could be specifically sent by God, like the Ethiopian eunuch, for Philip to preach the gospel to end up getting saved. And if you've been a soul winner for some time, you probably have some exciting stories of going soul winning in door-to-door in unreceptive areas, but a divine appointment came along your path, you stopped them, you invited them to church, you preached the gospel, they end up getting saved, and you're like, man, I didn't think I was gonna get anybody to save today, but God just led somebody in your path and you ended up getting somebody saved. The other thing is this, not only should we be ready to preach the gospel, not only should we consider those as an opportunity, as a potential divine appointment that maybe God is sending along our path, but also because people in the streets are oftentimes more receptive to hearing the gospel. And you know what, whether or not it's a divine appointment or whether or not it's just it's a busy area, so a lot of people are walking by and you know you stop certain people and somebody gets saved, the truth is this, people are more likely to want to listen if you just kind of run into them in public as opposed to knocking at their door in general. Anyway, I think this makes sense. I mean, even as a saved person, of course, we go soul winning door to door. But if I'm honest, you know, when people knock at my door, I'm not just excited to see who is this person. I don't know who it is. You know, oftentimes you're thinking, I don't want to open the door. You know, I'm not, you know, dressed up for this occasion, or my house is a little bit of a mess, or I'm tired. It's like, I hope they'll just go away. It's probably not something important. You know, it's not really a shock that a lot of people don't want to answer the door because a lot of people just don't like to be disturbed. But, you know, if somebody's just walking by, it's a little bit less intimidating. Of course, if you're knocking on someone's door, they're thinking, well, what if he comes inside? You know, what if it's an intruder? There's all kinds of possibilities. If you just stop them walking by in the street, though, it's a much more comfortable atmosphere. So what you often find is people in the streets are actually a lot more receptive to preach the gospel. So this is just more of an encouraging tip, and that's just when you're going soul winning, be ready to preach to somebody on the streets. And one of the big keys to this is just the fact that you're filled with the Spirit, that you're serving God and you're doing right, and you're filled full of boldness. Because if you're not bold, you'll probably let those opportunities go by. But if you're excited for soul winning and serving God and zealously doing what's right, it's likely that you could find the encouragement to stop those people in the street. So make sure you're living right and look for those opportunities as you're going soul winning. Anyways, thank you and God bless.